Hi, friends. This is Bram Floria with Compassion Radio, the radio voice for global mission. For almost 75 years now, you've generously enabled the ministry, projects, and vision of our founders, Wilbur and Norm Nelson. Today, we continue to need your support and prayers. In fact, we accomplish nothing without it. If you've ever been encouraged by this broadcast, if you've been challenged in your faith walk, if we've helped you to see the kingdom in a fresh, new way, if we've ever encouraged you to act in obedience, then we've accomplished our goal. Please help us continue to offer this timely and inspiring program here each day. Your gift is needed now more than ever. Contact us by phone, mail, or online, 1-800-868-2478 or P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And, of course, CompassionRadio.com. Thank you so much.
Previously on Compassion Radio.
Yeah. And we came home and changed the name again. Now, this is death to a radio program.
Well,
you don't
is.
Go around changing names. You don't go around changing themes. You don't change anything. But he felt absolutely called to do it. And that is why we are now Compassion Radio.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Ministry Broadcast Journal of Compassion Radio. Friends, our eyes and ears have been following the stories of heartbreak and tragedy in the wake of the terrible hurricane that hit South Texas several days ago. And at the same time, we're encouraged by the stories of resilience and honest-to-goodness love and compassion amongst these brave souls. Here at Compassion Radio, we have an awareness and passion to engage the big stories. And in the days to come, we'll be tracking how the body of Christ is responding to this tragedy. In the meantime, today we're going to continue with part two of Bram's engaging conversation with Cher in a program we've titled, Why We Do What We Do. Here's Cher.
It was an imam that World Vision had been witnessing to who accepted the relief that we brought. And Tom Getman, who was with World Vision in Israel at that time, was trying to explain to this imam why some Americans who were on the radio would come over there and buy them food. What was the connection? And and that our name was Life at Its Best, which did not translate well for them at all. Yep. And through the conversation, as Tom tried and tried to explain to this dear man, he finally lit up and said, oh, it's a compassion radio. And Tom looked at Norm, and Norm looked at me, and Norm said, that's it. Yeah. And we came home and changed the name again. Now, this is death to a radio program.
Well,
you don't
is.
Go around changing names. You don't go around changing themes. You don't change anything. But he felt absolutely called to do it. And that is why we are now Compassion Radio. But
and have been now for almost, 30 years?
Yeah.
Or more.
But it grew to where Norm's focus, Norm's heart was for bringing the stories of the church around the world that the American church is terribly unaware of. Yeah. We have so many brothers and sisters. We have so many hacked off hands and feet to the Christian body that we don't feel the pain. We don't know the stories. We need to bleed, but it's more than just feeling sorry for them and hurting for them. What can we do? And that was Norm's focus. How can we go? What can we do? We can't do a whole lot. We're a small ministry. But as Norm said, we can do as much as we can do, and we're required to do so, and we will praise God for whatever we can do.
And the kind of reporting that we've been doing now for almost 30 years requires us to be aware of real needs and real suffering. We can't go there and report a story and ignore it at the same time. And we're not reporting about stories that are easy. Sometimes it's a great victory story of how the kingdom of God has triumphed, but it's usually a triumph over difficult circumstances, or how they're rising to the level of heaven in the middle of some really unbelievable trying times.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't go the easy places. And I don't think we ever will. I don't think we want to. There are plenty of people that can cover those news stories. But something I'm learning about the way we do this reporting is that we're not just a news agency.
Right.
And we're not just a teaching ministry. What I'm finding out with my travels now is that we go there so that the world church can teach us.
Yes, exactly.
And as we report the story, the real story behind the story comes out. You learn from the lives of the people that we talk to. They speak directly to our Compassion Radio listeners. So I've learned to try to get out of the way mm-hmm. when people are telling their stories. Because their story, the power of their testimony has real lasting power. And I think about Revelation chapter 9, about how the faithful overcame the evil one by the word of their testimony mm-hmm. and by the blood of the Lamb. So those two things together are unstoppable when it comes to building the kingdom of God. So we don't need to be telling you what the story is. We need to be bringing to you the story. And it's a very different thing. So if I can bring a new friend, like
yes.
James Lagos, we got reintroduced in Uganda this past month, or any of the people that Jim Jennings will be introducing me to over the next few months in the Middle East. As we bring them to you, listen to them, mm-hmm. not just what mm-hmm. we have to say about them.
That's the thing. We want to bring a friend. We want to bring a brother and sister to you to tell you their story. A phrase that was really important to Norm was saying that we were in the ministry of showing up. It's important for people to know that someone somewhere really knows, really cares that they are suffering. Someone that really knows their desperation and is going to do something about it. Now, there are a great many media organizations that come through to grab the story when the headlines are hot.
Right.
They come in, they talk to people, they go away. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever changes. We went to tell them, we're not just here to hear your story. We want to know what you want us to know. But we're here representing hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people who listen, and we're going to tell your story to them, and we're going to ask them to help you. Now, we don't know what physical things that's going to mean, but we're not just here so that we can make programs back home. We're here because you're our brothers and sisters, and we want you to be connected with your family back home. So showing up, giving Jesus hugs, laying hands on people and praying for them, not promising them things, but telling them that we are going to continue to pray for them. We discovered through all of that, that yes, they are the persecuted church. But as Norm always said, this is the persecuted but triumphant church of God.
Yes, they are. And we need to remind people, as we bring you these stories, that this is not just about reporting. We're bringing to you not just temporal stories of things that happen in this world. We're bringing the stories of what's happening in the heavenlies. So this is about the eternal story of God's kingdom. What is God doing? And if God's doing something, it's going to last forever. So we don't go in worrying that the freshness date is going to wear off quickly. Because if God wants it in our hearts, he's going to bring it to our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And it's our job to respond and listen for those still small voices along the way. And perhaps remind our listeners along the way that these are the things that God's moving in our hearts to reinvigorate their passion for praying for this particular group of people or this country or this situation. And hopefully along the way, we'll see ourselves as part of this bigger story. That we are one chapter, one section of what God's doing around the world in his worldwide and heavenly kingdom. And that he really is growing this kingdom, that it's popping up in places it's never popped up in mm-hmm. before, and that he's never wasting a tragedy, that God never wastes a crisis. He builds his kingdom on the mm-hmm. blood of the saints and on their sacrifice, and great things happen out of that.
But that doesn't mean that we just let them sit there and suffer because God's going to do something
right.
great through it. We are responsible for our own.
Now, we also need to make sure we let people know that every story we bring to is not about suffering.
No.
You know, there are ways that God is building his kingdom in very exciting ways, whether there is abject suffering or persecution or not. And as we find those places where God is doing great things, where people are coming to know him, where walls are being broken down and opportunity is expanding, we tell those stories as we find them. So we do know, too, that as people have suggested, we find more people to help us tell the story along the way. That's one of the things I'm focused on this year is to meet enough people with enough talent to be able to help bring the stories in the context of the nations where they live. So we'll start building more and more of those input stories from reporters as we meet them, people that can handle this kind of storytelling management that we do every day, and allow them to be kind of like regional producers for us. So we're building that cadre of people right now, this cohort of contributors. And as we find those kind of friends, I'll be doing more interviews directly with them from where they are in the world and bringing those stories to us when I'm not traveling.
One of the other things we want to build is a stable of places where we can take three or four of you with us. Mm. Now, when Norm and I traveled, we were usually blazing trails, going new places, going to places that we couldn't ask you to go with us. No matter how we explained it, we couldn't really prepare you for how difficult the circumstances were. But through our contacts around the world, we are trying to find places where we know enough about the situation where we can take two, three, four of you with us, and that's the maximum. We're not taking the big groups to China anymore because that becomes too self-centered to the group. We want people that will go with us and get their hands dirty, and it takes a very special person to do that. We want to take medical people with us who are willing to work in the most uncivilized situations to do amazing things that would never happen for people. So know that as Bram is traveling, and I'm so envious, I can hardly stand it. This is confession time. I haven't been able to go for a while because of Norm and now because of a couple of physical situations, but I'm going to get back there. He is looking for those situations where we can take you. So start praying about where would God open a door for you. Be prepared for when Bram comes on the air and says, we've got spaces for two or three people to go with me to Timbuktu. You will say, God's already told me that I need to go.
Thank you, friend, for listening to today's Compassion Radio. We'll get right back to this discussion in just a moment. Please stick with us for a timely announcement towards the end of our broadcast time today. We'll share about our ongoing project for the month of August called Christ in the Conflict, and also about our special premium we're offering for your support of this boots-on-the-ground daily radio ministry. Our phone number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. And online, we can be found at CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back now to our program.
Be prepared for when Bram comes on the air and says, we've got spaces for two or three people to go with me to Timbuktu. You will say, God's already told me that I need to go.
And there have been those kind of chapters in our ministry history over the years where Norm will just mention, I'm going to someplace that he hadn't been before. And suddenly the letters start coming in saying, that's exactly what I've been praying for.
And oh, have we met some fabulous people that way.
And we're very grateful that we've been part of that catalyst of moving people toward the thing that God was already nudging them towards. And they're very intrepid people that we've met. And my last trip to Uganda was like that. We had lunch with a lovely lady that has got a very focused ministry. You've heard her on the air before. Her name is Louise Alar. She shares powerfully what one person can do by being transformed by the Holy Spirit from just being a church person to being on fire in the Holy Spirit. And now taking on some of the biggest health challenges in all of Central Africa. She's an inspiration of a lady and a good friend now with the ministry because she stepped up and said, you know what? You inspired me. I love what you do. Let's talk.
And we met her simply because she came to Norm's memorial service. We had never met her before. She's a longtime listener.
So there are many long-term listeners out there that we need to start hearing from again. In fact, we encourage you to do that even today. I don't know what's just what your situation is, but whatever it is, please let us know. You know, let us know what's on your heart. Let us know what God's moving in you, the kind of things you're praying for. Let us know the kind of things that God's inspiring you to pray for us, because we need to know what God has for us. And often our listeners guide us because they're godly people. And we trust the counsel that God can bring to us through listeners like you that care, that pray, that are really devoted towards the mission of reaching this generation and this planet for Christ.
And during this transition time, as you're getting used to Bram, you're getting used to Norm not being here, if any of us will ever accomplish that, tell us what programming touches your heart. What things move you the most? What days do you dial out? Because this isn't interesting. We need to know how we're reaching you and do it as effectively as possible. But Bram, there's only one way we can do that, and that's if people are supporting us. We have to meet our expenses, but as fast as we can pay those, then The money goes to the projects, to whatever the Compassion Project of the Month is. We're struggling right now because you're waiting to see, are we, is this going to be what it used to be? Are you going to like us as well as you like Norm? Are the stories going to be as rich? Is the teaching going to be the same? Is Bram going to teach? Yes, he is. He's, as you can understand, a little bit cautious about coming in after Norm's teaching, but he's perfectly ready and perfectly capable, and we're going to get him there. But I want you to know that we're here. We believe God's got us here for a reason. We want to stay. We want to be everything we can be for him, but we need your help. People have dialed back just to listen for a while and see what they think, yeah. And we need vision team members, and a vision team member is a person that will commit to giving so much each month so that we can budget. We will have added incentives for them as the program grows, and as you tell us what would be valuable to you as a vision team member, what would you appreciate most from us by partnering with us in that way. We need those of you who are not monthly givers
to consider being one now.
Yeah.
Even as small amounts. You know, if we look at every place where this broadcast ministry is on every day, we have about 1,000 releases every day. So if you only had 10 people in every location that tune in on the times that we're on the radio, we're still talking 10,000 people that are hearing this program every single day. That's a lot of people, mm-hmm. even on that little fraction of the potential audience that's out there. My guess is that it's much higher, actually. But you have to make that relationship begin in order to foster it, to nurture it. When I was driving up here to California this time around, I was going through the middle part of the United States, and I was thinking a lot around sunset time, the hills out in western Nebraska and mm-hmm. eastern Colorado. There's a lot of hills out there. I mean, people don't think about it being a very hilly place, but it is. And I started noticing cows wandering there. It was very stubbly grass. Not much else, but a few cows, a lot of grass, and a lot of hills. And that old song for Sunday School kept coming back. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And I thought, well, I'm seeing about one cow on each hill. We'll have to go through a lot of hills to get to 1,000 cows. But then I started thinking about how big our audience is and how dispersed they are around mm-hmm. the United States. It's kind of like that. We have these little outposts all over the country of people that hear Compassion Radio every day. That's wonderful. But it also means that connecting with them and getting involved in a family, in a common cause, we have to work harder to build and nurture that relationship like Norm was so good at doing around the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep growing toward that. I want you, listener, to know that you are not just a listener. Mm-hmm. If you are hearing these words, if God put you in front of that speaker like he put us in front of this microphone, that we are already in partnership together because God appointed this date and this time for us to connect. Connect with us now. Please let us know that you're listening to the program and that you are praying for us. And let us know how we can pray for you. We've got a great prayer team. But let's start that conversation. You know, my email address to send me a message directly is bramfloria@compassionradio.com. So just Bram Floria is my last name, FLORIA@compassionradio.com. Write me. I'd mm-hmm. love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And I'll be more than eager to respond to any emails that I get. And the info@compassionradio.com spills into the accounts for all of our staff, so we all have a chance to view those together as well. Don't hesitate, friends, to let us know what God's doing in and through you right now.
That's right. And as you're communicating with us, as you're praying for us, please, please, please remember our project for this month. Remember the dear people who are serving God in a no man's land between two shooting sides. And if you've been watching the news, you know that President Trump has decided to commit more weapons to Ukraine, which got the hackles up for Russia. So things are going to heat up there while the two sides face off and try to stare each other down. They need our prayer. Oh, we're just trying to raise money to have a pastor be present all the time in a tent church between two firing armies. Yeah. People are coming to the Lord. They are baptizing them in little plastic, what would you call it, Bram? Little plastic tubs.
Yeah.
People are desperate for hope living there. And we want to support this pastor. $3,000 a year to pastor a church in a war zone.
Yeah.
Would you do it for that? But someone is willing, and we need to be the reason that they're able to.
Yeah. We've already talked with people that have listened to this program and got inspired to say, I've worked in the Army. I'm Special Forces. I have experienced these kind of things. So we're actually discussing with them how can we connect them with our Ukrainian friends to start doing language training so they can be ready to do real frontline ministry with them. Those are the kind of appointments that God puts together that I'm excited to be part of, these
Absolutely.
Conversations that nobody else on the planet would have a chance to do. Compassion Radio is in a very sweet spot that way, that we get to hear what God's doing and how he's fighting his spiritual battles, and we get to tell you that story. Please, friends, stick with us. Build this ministry with us and help us to end the year right, not just in the finances, but in the way we pray, the way we believe and exercise our faith. I want this ministry to really tackle big things because we are being faithful and being brave about the way that we step out and talk and share and act and go and do in the name of Jesus.
Well, Bram, let's us take our dear people into prayer.
Cher, could you do that for us today?
Lord Jesus, humbly, we bow before you. We praise you as the creator of this universe. You've just shown us in the last couple of weeks the amazing things that you can do in your universe. You've raised our awe level at what you've created. And our little bit of the universe is such a puny little thing compared to everything that you've created. So we know it's not too much to come to you and ask you for help. We ask you first for constant guidance, that we are always in line with your will. We thank you for the people that are listening, and we ask you to please always give us the right words to bless them, to challenge them, to motivate them, to live the very best life in service to you. You know our needs right now, Lord, and you know people are hesitant to know whether they're going to be as fond of this broadcast team as they have been of Norm. Lord, give them confidence to believe. Give them courage to step out. And bless them for their open hearts, for their willingness to care about their brothers and sisters around the world. And for many of us, our concern is for our brothers and sisters that are suffering right here. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we ask you to bring us more opportunities to be able to serve at home. But Lord, we give it all to you, but we ask that whatever you allow us to do, that it go directly to our precious listeners and be of vital importance to them. Let it be news, let it be vision, let it be hope, let it be challenging. We love you, Lord. We praise you for who you are. We commit to daily sacrifice to you, to sacrifice ourselves to whatever you want us to do. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for what you allow us to do, because it is such a blessing and such a privilege. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. In your precious name, amen.
Amen and amen. Friends, we're just beginning, and so are you. So thank you again for your faithful support and your love and your prayers. We'll keep you updated on how things progress with this ministry and the place that God is allowing us to go. Of course, we'll bring you the stories from the cutting edge of the gospel. We'll see you tomorrow.
And that, my friends, is the power of the gospel to change lives. Our thanks to Bram Floria and Cher Nelson for sharing the story of how this ministry came to be presently. From its early days as the Morning Chapel Hour, to a brief stint with the title Life at Its Best, to the present day Compassion Radio. Our Compassion Radio partners like to take up worthy challenges. And all over the world, there's a profound renaissance of faith taking place, even amidst terrible, trying circumstances. And that's precisely why we've chosen this special project for these last 2 months of July and August. Will you join us to reach out and help a tent church in the war zone between Ukraine and Russia? All we want to do is help them support a full-time pastor to help minister to those fighting this conflict on both sides of the aisle. Here we are on this last day of August. Please help us finish this month's Christ in the Conflict project in Ukraine with a strong closing push. Perhaps a one-time gift of $25, $50, $100, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. You know, joining the Compassion Radio team couldn't be easier. All it takes is a phone call at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're online at CompassionRadio.com. Our number again is 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. As always, we encourage you to tell a friend what you heard today. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.